Vince Dragonetti. He is the Ingham County Board of Commissioner member who's been keeping us up to date with what's going on with the Road Commission as well as other Ingham County business. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Some movement was made on those bills that would allow counties to decide whether they wanted road commissions or not. Talk about those two bills.
The bills have passed, and it gives us the option. Anybody that has an appointed board, which we have, that's appointed to be changed, eliminated, as we have decided here in this county, subject to the governor's signature. So it's going to his desk probably today, I'm just hoping. His number is 373-3400, just for anybody who'd like to suggest to him that he signs it. But it is moving forward, and last night's meeting was very moving and very interesting of the comments that were made last night to get this thing on the road to our final approval.
All right, tell us about that meeting, county services. Road employees had 3 minutes to comment on road commission board problems. What were the comments that stood out most to you?
Well, the comment, it's interesting. It's not only the comments, but there's five or six people that have been so patient as employees and taxpayers. You know, there's taxpayers around all different townships out there that have come in and plainly made their case. You know, without name calling, these sorts of things. There was one side issue that came up that was a problem, but for the most part, there's four or five people that have been coming in explaining that the meddling that's been coming in there the past couple years or so has been hurting. What happened over the past 3 years, they appointed a brand new manager, an operations manager, and the fact was they saved us $1 million with about, 20% less employees. The rank and file union members actually really appreciated and liked these management people. They eliminated one, Jim Benjamin, no real reasons given. Because they called him an at-will employee, which he was at that point in time, plus a whole lot of racial issues that were found by their own research to never have existed. This all emanated from basically one county commissioner that got their fingers involved in their business, and at the same time, I knew, because I was following for about 6, 8, 9 months, a bill that was being started to give us in counties the option to eliminate your board, bring it right under the control of the county commission just as another department out there with their own manager, which would be the same person that they have right now.
Four out of the five current road commissioners did attend. Shirley Rogers, the former board chair, did not attend. The current and new board chair is Jim Dravenstadt Masseri. He supposedly has been in contact with many of you commissioners with some new ideas on how the Road Commission could work and survive. From your perspective, now that this law could be signed, these laws could be signed by the governor, would you still be in favor of eliminating the Road Commissioner board, or would you like to see what the new board could do?
Full elimination. I've heard that's what he's been doing. I have no fact that he's been lobbying. He did last night plainly say, bluntly, that we would like a year to prove ourselves and what's going on, because the intent last night was to bring them in, or any of them in, to say what's going on so far. But by coincidence, yesterday, the bill passed. So it was kind of a big perfect storm that actually hit last night. And so he was in the middle of, basically saying this is what we're doing so far, and at the same time trying to defend their future, kind of knowing that we've already voted. The problem that came up is that there was some comments made, from the road commission side, as well as some of the board of commissioners, kind of softening up, in a nice way, but kind of looking to the future of this road commission. Finally, Commissioner Grebner loudly, clearly, passionately made it clear to those road commissioners and the sitting county commissioners in the room, there's three others there, or two others there that are not in the county services, to remind us all, we already voted an intent to eliminate this board, 15 to 16. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. So there should be no discussions of what we would like to see or add an extra year to see what we could do. I think it is a done deal. This is going to go through.
All right. Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, you too.